Tell us about that one, and specifically the second period. You had to stand your ground.
I thought we came out and had a great start to the game, and we have for most of our home games this year is getting a good start. And, you know, we knew Dallas has a lot of offensive skill, and that they were going to have a push at some time during the game, and they had a big push in the second period. And, you know, we're just fortunate that, you know, we didn't get running around too much. We blocked some key shots, and whenever they did get chances, I was fortunate enough I was able to get there and make a save.
Pretty disciplined compared to the last time you played this team, too, where the penalty kill just let you guys down.
Yeah, you know, they have a great power play, so we kind of learned our lesson last time we played them, that, you know, we can't take any bad penalties, and when we do take penalties, you know, we really have to bear down and be ready for everything coming our way. So, you know, it was huge for us. You know, in Toronto, we had a good penalty kill during that game, so we just kind of built off that. And the best way to kill penalties was just to stay out of the box, so we did a good job tonight.
More defensive style that you want to get back to, and the more consistency of that defensive style?
Yeah, you know, the key to our whole season so far has been being a good defensive team, and, you know, we kind of got away from that a little bit, giving up a little more chances than usual, you know, missing block shots or missing clear attempts, and, you know, tonight we just got back to, you know, our basic systems, and we did a great job blocking shots. We did a good job getting pucks out, so you know, it was a good step forward and something to build on.
Played the angles right too with all those posts. You obviously cut it down.
Yeah, you know, they had a couple shots hit sticks and go off posts then, so you know, I was just fortunate I was in the right spot, and you know, most of the shots that hit the post, I felt if it was on net, it'd just nick me enough to, you know, stay out.
There's no real luck in posts, right? It's all about being in the right position at the right time and and using them to your advantage.
Yeah, post isn't even a shot on net, so, you know, it just kind of gets the crowd into the game because they hear a loud noise. But other than that, you know, it doesn't really matter at all. It's a non-factor in the game. If the puck hits the post, it might as well have hit the end boards. You know, it wasn't going in anyways.
Paul has talked about wanting a goalie to kind of take the reins and run with this team. Do you feel like your effort tonight and you're ready to kind of push on and play more games down the stretch?
Yeah, you know, as a goalie, you always want to play more games, and you want to do everything you can to help the team win games. And, you know, right now going down the stretch, the only thing that matters is getting the team in the playoffs. So, you know, whether it's myself or Pavs playing, as long as we can win games and get the team in the playoffs, that's the only thing that matters right now.
You've had points in your last six starts, so you must feel pretty good down the stretch helping them. Point count.
Yeah, you know, the game in Toronto is a little bit frustrating to only get 1 point, but you know, like you said, every single point counts at this point in the season, and we've been good right now in overtime and shootouts, and, you know, in close games, not letting them end in regulation, at least getting them to overtime. So, you know, that's huge for our team, and hopefully closer to the end of the season, those points are going to add up and really help us out.
Heading into this game, do you see that as an opportunity to kind of